The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thank you for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, if you call into the office, is just $25. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about chicken pox and the shingles. My mom had a really great question that she asked me the other day. So I was thinking, if she's got this question, I'm sure other people do as well. We're going to talk about some magical benefits of mushrooms, which I think is awesome, and a little bit more about sciatica. What it is, why it is, and how to fix it. Now, if you've never listened to Maximize Your Life, we are part of a large network of doctors, Max Living. So we look at essentials of life. So we look at core chiropractic. Your nervous system is the basis of life and is needed for every cell, organ, tissue to function. Your central nervous system, this is what I always talk about people. I'm like, do you die when your heart stops or when your brain stops? And people get really excited and they say, heart. I'm like, no. Because you can stop the heart, take it out, put in another one, reconnect those nerves. It's what a heart transplant is. That's why you inevitably die when that power and potential of your brain stops communicating out to cells and organs, right? The biggest thing that makes people have that like aha moment, they understand, is when you talk about if your brain dead, right? Okay, so your brain dead, but you can still donate all of your organs. Why? Because there's nothing wrong with your organs yet. Right. Obviously, over time, they would decay. But in that moment, why they're so rushed is because they say, hey, we want to give life. We need to give nervous system function to those organs. That's why we put them in another human, connect up their nervous system, their central nervous system, and their brain gives that organ life. It gives it power. Right. So you think about how important that central nervous system is when it comes down to it. We think about with nutrition, how important giving proper nutrients to sustain life. Oxygen and lean muscle, something that's necessary. Minimizing toxins, maximizing your mindset, right? All of those things are vital for life. And that's what we look at. We look at individuals as a whole system. Because so oftentimes what happens is that we just try to bit and piece, right? We do one thing. I'm eating right, but I'm not exercising. I'm juicing carrots every day, but I smoke cigarettes, you know? But it's only like a pack a day. Right? So we have all of these things that you think about. Well, is that true health? And yet on the same accord, we have this ability to eat right and exercise and remove toxins from our lives, but we've lost the curvature in our neck that compresses our spinal cord that gives life down and out to organs. And we can't figure out why those organ systems aren't necessarily functioning properly, right? So it's like, the body functions as a whole. We need to address it as a whole and not look at each part and try to collectively have the sum of its parts. We are functioning as a whole. That's why, I talked before about how spinal injections, right? People get corticosteroid injections into their back, right? Their lower back, say, for example, and they say, oh, my lower back hurts. And they say, all right, let's get these injections. And they get those injections. And it has an effect on their HPA axis, right? Their hypothalamic, pituitary, and adrenals. So it literally has an effect on their brain anywhere from 2 to 52 weeks following one injection. It's all connected. And so that's one of the reasons why we're so successful in what we do with helping individuals, is because we look at the body as a whole. It's simple. And we look at looking at their nervous system. So I want to be able to share a little bit more about that. But, you know, it's just exciting. It's exciting what we get to do. I just got back more recently from an advanced training seminar. We took the whole team in our office out to train in Orlando. There were 800 different chiropractors, students, chiropractic assistants, and I was able to speak in front of them to really just explain in terms of, you know, how and why we see families in the office. You know, when we look at overall how to get well and stay well, how to utilize health and healing and that hope, and how that is ideally what we deserve in life. This is a way that you're created. This is what you should be able to do. So before we get into all of that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today, for your health in the news, a deadly virus is spreading from state to state and has affected 19 million Americans so far. It's influenza, right? The novel coronavirus that sickens thousands globally and at least six people in the United States, is inspiring countries to close their borders and Americans to buy surgical masks quicker that major retailers can restock them. There's another virus that has infected 19 million Americans across the country and killed at least 10,000 people with this season alone. It's not a new pandemic, it's influenza. The 2019-2020 flu season is projected to be one of the worst in the decade, according to the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. At least 180,000 people have been hospitalized with complications from the flu, and that number is predicted to climb as flu activities swirl. Flu is a constant in America's lives. They said, lumping all of the viral illnesses we tend to catch in the winter sometimes makes us feel too comfortable with everyone thinking it's just a bad cold. We underestimate how deadly the influenza really is. So much scare tactic in all this. My words, not the article. So they talk more about, I mean, this is just shenanigans. Like, I'm scrolling through this and I'm like, coronavirus, flu virus, all of this stuff. Like, it's hard for me to even finish it, right? Talks about several cases of flu are not mild illnesses. Getting the actual flu, you are miserable. Here's what's interesting, right? The flu becomes dangerous when secondary infections emerge, the result of an already weakened immune system. Bacterial and viral infections compound the flu symptoms. So people with chronic illnesses are also at a heightened risk for flu complications. Those complications include pneumonia, inflammation of the heart and brain. That's so many times people say, oh my God, my friend's husband was like, yeah, I just had someone die at work from the flu. I said, so they died from the flu? And he was like, yeah. And I said, so you're telling me you know 100% they died from the flu. Goes to work, finds out a week later, didn't die from the flu, died because they went to the hospital full of sick people with immunocompromised, right? Their immune system's already stinky. So they go to the hospital with, you know, an already compromised immune system, and they pick something up there and they die from that, you know? And yes, there's a time and a place. But the average flu, right? I'm not speaking to every flu. There's ones that, yes, you have to get, you need to go to the hospital. You need to get fluid IVs, right? There's different types of those flus. The average person, though, can likely get away with the flu by themselves at home, right? But when you're immune, right? You don't feel good. Of course you don't feel good. Even at the flu vaccine for this year, again, they have done a terrible, miserable, failing job at guessing what strand will be closest. You guys know that the flu, influenza is always changing. It's always changing, right? It's a process called an antigenic drift, which basically means the flu this year is going to morph because it's so smart. These little viruses are so smart. They morph and they change, which is why you can't get the flu. You can get the flu 1 year and then you can get it again the next year and the next year and the next year, right? But for example, a virus that does not have an antigenic shift or drift is chickenpox, right? You get it once, you're good for the rest of your life. You've got it, which we're talking more about that in a minute. So every year they have to say, hey, what do we think? What do we think it's going to be most like? Right? Which is why you have the flu shot that typically has less than 10%. And it looks nothing like it. You know what I can do to increase my chances of not getting the flu more than 10%? I can stop eating sugar because they found that sugar retards the immune system, the immune cells, the first responders, the attack dogs. It slows them down so that when the virus gets there, it's allowed to thrive because sugar slows down or retards the immune system. Stop eating so much sugar. What's your vitamin D look like? They found effectiveness is exponentially more if you have a proper amount of vitamin D systemically than you would having one of those vaccines. Right? Like, just those things. And I think it just fires me as it's like, I feel like this influenza one is trying to trump other ones. Oh, coronavirus, you should see influenza has affected 19 million people. Well, you want to know, you want to hear something that's going to blow your mind, right? Yes. One, what's interesting is this virus is patented, meaning it's made in a lab and it's owned, right? So the patent was filed in 2015. It was filed in 2015 and patented in 2018. It's patented. Guess what's probably going to happen with this? You're probably going to have a vaccine that comes out soon. But you want to know what's crazy? Said this new, right? First confirmed new case. It was patented in 2018. It was filed in 2015. Why is it new now? You want to hear something else that's going to blow your mind about this coronavirus? If you have that really gross, super toxic Lysol in your closet, go look at the back and see what viruses it affects, what it helps with. Because guess what's on there? It's the coronavirus. Think about how old your can of Lysol is, right? This is not new. But you know what makes news? You want to know what makes news? New and scared and all of these fear tactics. Come on. Why is it anything that you can get, right? There's like the Ebola, right? Oh my gosh, Ebola. Government wants to patent the Ebola virus, right? Several years ago, SARS, right? SARS is taking out the nation. Fear for your lives. We have SARS. Scientists wrote to patent the SARS virus, right? These viruses are patented because there's a business that comes with it. Man, it just is so frustrating. This has been around forever. Why now? It's here. They're going through it. Fear tactics are coming. You know, good for them. It's absolutely crazy. We have to start addressing and being and looking at how do we do things to support. I'm not going to live my life in fear of the flu. You want to know what? Both my kids got the flu this year. I got the flu this year. It sucked, right? Quite candidly, it was not fun. But that being said, we got through it and we got through it just fine because we continue to do things before, during, and after to continue to keep supporting our immune systems, right? Let's do things that support what we have, strengthen what we have, so overall, we're not living in fear constantly. Now, when we come back, chickenpox, shingles, we'll go through more detail next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us.
Once in a while, I catch myself. Once in a while, I ask myself, what am I doing? Once in a while, I need your help. But once in a while, I feel like, ooh, I just want to dance and feel good.
to live a life you love. It's one of our goals. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can get a hold of us, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Now, today, I want to talk a little bit about this just because I got a question from my mom about this, and I got a lot of questions from patients about this, right? Now, I'm going to start with saying this. You get to make your own decision. I'm not going to tell my mom what to do. My mom asked me my opinion. I'm not going to tell a patient what to do. If they ask me my opinion, I'm going to give them the research that I have, right? So when I look at those things, that's inevitably my goal. So never take this is what I'm telling you what to do. There's a reason why there's a disclaimer on the very front that's asked to talk to your primary care physician. If I've never seen you, I can't tell you what to do, right? You might be an outlier in some of these. I'm going to speak to the general populations, the masses, and you get to make your own health decision. But here's the difference, though, is it's the other side of the coin that oftentimes people fail to share with you. And so when we're doing research, we're doing mainstream research. We're not actually diving deeper to know all of the answers to questions we may have, right? So when we talk about shingles, this has been a really, really big one more recently, shingles. So shingles is also, like, the real name for it is herpes zoster, also known as shingles. Can you imagine? I got to break out of the herpes zoster. Now, it's an inflammation of nerves and the surrounding area of skin caused by the varicella zoster virus. Varicella zoster is known as chickenpox, right? So shingles usually occurs when the dormant varicella virus. So shingles occurs when the dormant chickenpox virus is reactivated in an adult who has recovered from the chickenpox as a child. Shingles most commonly occur in individuals over the age of 50. Today, after the chickenpox vaccine has been widely used by children since 1995, it's interrupted the natural circulation of chickenpox in the United States. And so experts believe that half of the Americans reaching 85 years of age will experience shingles at some point in their life. Okay, so let's break that down. So when you get chickenpox, also known as varicella virus, what happens is it lays dormant in your body. When it resurfaces, so when the chickenpox is reactivated, this is where you see the shingles. You'll notice shingles as open sores. And what's interesting is they run along a nerve root dermatome, typically thoracic, so middle back. So when you look, it's not like a diffuse rash. You'll typically see it's a strip on your chest on both sides, and it wraps around. It's actually a nerve root dermatome. I have seen it that it's been on C2, which was actually the base of a man's skull that went up through his head, and they were concerned about his eye, right? Because they didn't want, which his story is incredibly intriguing, which I'll share with you in a little bit. But right, so it runs along a nerve root dermatome. So think about this, like, why that nerve root? Why not the one above or below it? But I just wonder if that one's already compromised, would that be more likely? What's interesting is I don't have any research on that, but it just makes me think, like, why that one? Why that nerve root? So here's what's interesting, because they talk about, hey, and this was my mom's question. She said, I'm over the age of 50, so they said I need it. And I asked her, I said, Mom, have you had the chicken pox? Did you have the chicken pox when you were a kid? And she said, well, yeah. I said, okay. That virus is already in you. Right? The virus is already there. It's already in you. And the thought process, if we re-expose someone to that virus, then our immune systems will be stronger to be able to fight it. But it has nothing to do with being exposed to that virus. That virus is the chickenpox virus that already lays dormant in you. But how is it reactivated? So what they say is, hey, it's reactivated when you get older. But you'll also find, too, that when individuals go through a stressful event, it is reactivated as well. Why? Because if that virus lays dormant, your immune system keeps it at bay. But what happens is as you age, your immune system can decrease. As you go through a traumatic event, so death, divorce, move, loss of job, change of job, that happens. I'll tell you, I had a colleague when I was in college. It was during finals and his grandma passed away and he got shingles. Right? Why? Because that's so stressful, and stress depletes your immune system. Stress suppresses your immune system. Right? So if you've never had the chicken pox, can you get the shingles? And the answer is no. You cannot have shingles if you've never had the chicken pox. Right? So then if you get that vaccine, do you then have the ability to have chicken pox or the shingles? You know what the answer is? Yep. Yeah, for sure. So if you have the shingles, right? So if you have an active outbreak of the shingles, you cannot give another person the shingles. You can't. You cannot. Individuals suffering with shingles cannot transmit shingles to another person. However, someone who has not already had the chicken pox can get chicken pox from someone with the shingles, with the shingles outbreaks. If they come into contact with the shingle directly with the lesion, so the open wound. Which interesting is that using MedAlerts, they found that as of May 31st of 2019, there had been 61,217 reports of shingles vaccine reactions, hospitalizations, injury, and death following shingles vaccination made to the Federal Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, including 179 deaths, 2,141 hospitalizations, and 1,157 related disabilities. If you've had chickenpox, you have the best immunity you can think about, because you naturally contracted and your body built an immunity so different than if a dead virus was injected into you. Not the same thing in any regard. Kind of interesting, huh? That's what I asked her. I said, but here's what you have to be okay with then. One of those is, okay, are you okay with what is in the vaccines itself? So according from the CDC, Zosters, which is single, it's Zostavax, has MRC5, which are human diploid cells from 14-week-old male gestation, 14-week-old embryo, so in utero embryo, 14-week-old baby, MRC5 human diploid cells, including its DNA and protein. Hydrolyzed porcine gelatin, which is pig gelatin, bovine calf serum. So people say, I'm vegan. Well, can you have that vaccine? You're not going to eat it, but will you inject pig gelatin and baby calf serum in you? Like, it's just things to think about. My mom's like, well, I didn't know that was in there. I said, the average person doesn't. You just have to be knowledgeable and do what you feel comfortable with. And some people, they're going to feel comfortable with that. And that's okay. You are in a country that allows you to make those decisions on what you want to inject in your body and what you don't choose to inject in your body. Right? It's kind of cool that we have the ability to live in a place that allows us to do that. But be educated and make your decision. So, hey, you know what? I had the chicken pox as a kid. I will remember it was the first day of summer after my first grade, because it was like the day that you look forward to and all you want to do is go outside and play. And I was itchy. And I just remember sitting with gloves taped on my hands, watching all the kids play. And it was rough. It was a rough several days. You know what? I got through it. Itchy and all. But you want to hear something that's even more amazing? Are you ready for this? So research has determined that those with a history of chickenpox infections, right? People who actually got the chickenpox, had to do the oatmeal baths, right? All the like rough, terrible things. Mwah, chickenpox. Yeah, 3 days. It stinks. I get it. They found that individuals with a history of chickenpox infections have a 21% reduced risk of developing a glioma brain cancer. What? 21% reduced risk of developing glioma brain cancer. I have a less likelihood of having brain cancer due to actually contracting. How cool is that? Yeah. So look. So what can you do? What, right? What can you, because sometimes you can't know about when death is going to happen, right? Or divorce, or some of those things are outside of our control. So what do? You have to support your immune system, right? You have to be able to support your immune system. I can't tell you. So the man I was telling you that had one that went up into his eye, do you know his lasted for less than a week? It was 5 days from start to finish, 5 days. Open up that nerve space, right? So where that nerve root dermatome is, we make sure we get adjusted. It helps boost your immune system. Proper supplementation, vitamin D, vitamin C. If you have those open sores, putting natural things that help fight open lesions and those sores. Those things that you can do to support your immune system throughout as you age, right? Maybe it's just an age and they say, hey, your immune system is depleted. Maybe it's a nutritional component that we just talked about. Hey, nutrition has an effect on your immune system. What if we did things to support our immune system? So instead of living in fear of having the shingles, because hey, guess what? You had the chicken pox as a kid. Think about this. Not only are you 21% less likely of having a glioma for brain, right? Brain cancer. What if you knew that you were supporting your immune system to be able to function and heal and fight even stronger? So it might have to be one that you never have to go through. Support and strengthen what we have. Your body is amazing. Your body is healing. You have that power. We just have to tap back into it to make sure we know what we're doing. So when we come back, we're talking sciatica and mushrooms next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Our goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is to educate you so that you feel empowered to make the best decision for what's right for you and your family. This is Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can give us a call. Check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about mushrooms. Now, I'm talking about like real mushrooms, like reishi, chaga, cordyceps, like real shiitake, the lion's mane, right? These are mushrooms, not like I know we're like a holistic show and some of the things that you think I say are like crazy and off the wall, but I'm not talking about like drugs. I'm talking about like real. I'm talking about like real mushrooms. Okay, good. Now that we got that cleared up. So when we talk about mushrooms, this is one, and a lot of the time people say, well, I don't like mushrooms. I don't like the taste of mushrooms. And I get that. But what I think is interesting is, I mean, here's where I started looking into it a little bit more, is that I kept finding all of these awesome research studies about the health benefits of it. And so I'm going through this transition where my kids are getting a little bit older. By older, I mean, they're not bitty anymore. I mean, they're still little, but they're sleeping through the night, right? They're not like newborns anymore. And so they're sleeping through the night, which is therefore, on the other side of the coin, now requiring less caffeine for me to function at normal capacity throughout the day. We I shared with you guys, we were at an advanced training seminar. One of my good girlfriends has a kiddo, and he's a couple months old. And I looked at her, and I'm like, what is wrong with you? And she said, I haven't slept in months. And I was like, oh, it was there. But anyways, so I started looking, and there is a there's like a coffee that I'm drinking that has exponentially less caffeine, but now it's laced with, and again, I mean, it's like in a nod and drug sense, but it's like intertwined with is maybe a better mushrooms. And I'm like, I feel so great with these. I need to know why. So I started looking into more of figuring out, you know, what's so great about mushrooms. Plus, I've got a bunch of crunchy friends too. And, you know, it's, oh my goodness, mushrooms. There's so many benefits of mushrooms. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, let's figure out what types of mushrooms, right? Oh, and then too, everyone's talking about, you know, people go mushroom hunting. Is that morel? I don't know. If you know where to find those, I would love to go on a mushroom hunt. I just am nervous and I don't know where to go. I'm from Chicago. Those, yeah. Anyways, so one of the benefits of it when you look at in terms of mushrooms is mushrooms come rich in the ingredient of antioxidants, similar to pumpkins, tomatoes, carrots. And so what they're finding is it helps with purging free radicals, which leads to cancer. So they found another element is selenium, right? Selenium is found for an important for liver function. They, diabetes, immune system. That, and you know what's interesting is that choline is another antioxidant in mushrooms. So some studies show that consuming choline can help reduce the risk of some sort of cancers. Heart health. They found that a 2016 study concluded that people with vitamin C deficiencies were more likely to experience cardiovascular. Mushrooms are high in fiber, potassium, vitamin C, which contributes to benefiting cardiovascular health. Here's some of the stuff that I thought was really interesting, though. So reishi mushrooms. So they're used often for calmer mind, body, deeper sleep. Reishi mushrooms is generally known as the queen of mushrooms due to its body and mind balancing properties. There's an ancient mushroom drink that calms you down and ensures better sleep by naturally regulating the hormonal systems and lowering cortisol levels. Chaga mushrooms. This is a huge. Mushrooms and immune system is another one that I'm just like, oh my goodness. They consider this black gold. It's kind of the color of it is black and goldish. It grows on birch trees and has been most sought after mushroom in northern countries, cultures for ages. Chaga mushrooms is one of the highest source of antioxidants in nature and helps you keep bulletproof immunity to stay healthy. Cordyceps, these ones are for energy boost and recovery. It's an adaptogen, so it's not a stimulant, so it helps you maintain constant energy. It does so by activating the body's own energy production cycles in terms of cell. Lion's mane for brain power and boost. I'm telling you, this in like this little coffee mix, it's the more I introduce, and you can get powders that you can add in and drink. You want to think it's like you're drinking mushroom soup, but honestly, it doesn't really have much of a flavor. Lion's mane mushroom is an all-natural brain booster. Has been shown to improve memory, boost creativity, help with concentration by activating the brain and the nervous system. I feel like shiitake mushroom, that's one that most people really know about. Helps nurture skin and beauty, supports the liver. Shiitake mushroom is used to heal the skin, support the liver, enliven the blood, and boost life force. Right. So when you're looking at those, I think this is one where you're like, well, I think what resonates for me the most with a lot of this is let food be thy medicine. It's this thing, you know, as I'm going through this process, because I wasn't necessarily, I was not necessarily raised in this healthy, you know, model where my kids drink green juice and they love it. They think it's the best thing ever. I have to say, no, you only get one vitamin a day to my kids because they think it's the best. Like I was not raised like that. And so I'm super excited to be able to be raising my kids like that. But that being said, you know, as I'm going through this journey of health with everyone else alongside, the one thing that struck me the most is how great I feel incorporating these mushrooms into my nutrition. And so for me, it's just one that if you haven't looked into them, it's definitely one that I would encourage. Now, when we come back, do you have that lower back pain deep into your glutes, that buttocks radiating down your leg? It's likely sciatic pain, and there is a solution. I'll tell you more next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Let us see if we can help you. Now, let's talk. I can't tell you how often people come in with sciatic pain, sciatic nerve, sciatica, right? So the sciatic nerve is the largest single nerve in the body, and it's formed by the union of five nerve roots in the lumbar and sacral spine, right? So what does that mean? So your lower back, your lumbars are your lower back. And then you've got your pelvis, and kind of right in between where your ilium is your sacrum. So that goes down. You can kind of, I don't know. If you feel the ridge in your lower back to the left or the right of your spinous processes, those bumps, that's typically where your sacrum is. So you have five nerve roots. So you have five little nerve roots that exit your spine, and they come together to form one big nerve, also known as your sciatic nerve, right? So there's two sciatic nerves in your body, the left and the right, and it supplies the lower limbs. So where it starts is it starts at L4. So like if you were to take your hands on your hips and kind of move that straight across, that's about where L4 is. It goes from L4 to S3. The exiting nerve roots converge to form a big, bulky nerve. And it travels through the pelvis, through the piriformis muscle, runs down your leg, through your thigh, into your leg, and finally ends in your foot. I will tell you, if anyone's ever experienced this, they know exactly what I'm talking about, because you literally can trace that nerve and where it goes. Now, this is what I often find, is that people will say, you know, you Google it. And quite candidly, I mean, I don't love when people come in and say, Dr. Google told me. But more often than not, if someone has sciatic pain, they will, they'll be pretty accurate when they say, I looked at it. People say, I think I have sciatica or sciatica, right? This is what it is. But here's what I think is so interesting about it, is that it is nerve pain. And so we do a lot of palliative things that we don't look at the spine. So we do, hey, I'm going to do some stretching. Let me stretch a little bit, right? I'm going to do some piriformis stretches, hamstring, IT band stretches. We're going to do a bunch of stretches. But the problem is the pain is not a muscle problem. It's a nerve root problem. So stretching might palliatively, right? You might go through, do the figure four, might feel better for a little bit. You might put some stim, you know, those little patches that you put on, and they stimulate the muscles to make it so it stops spasming. You might feel better for a little bit, but it's going to come right back because it's not a muscle problem. It's a nerve problem, right? You might go through, do some therapies, and in those therapies, they'll show you more stretching and strengthening exercises. They might put the stim on you, but then it's probably going to come right back. It's not a muscle or ligament problem. It's a sciatic nerve problem. Or it might get worse. So you might go in and they might do injections. They might inject that nerve with something to make it less inflamed. But why is it inflamed? Is injecting it going to really make it less inflamed in the long run? And that's why they say, hey, these injections might last 2 days. They might last 2 years. We have no idea, but good luck and we'll see you back here. But it doesn't get to what's causing the damage on the nerve roots. Right? And so that's why one of the reasons why we're so successful with sciatic pain is because sciatic pain can be caused from lumbar spinal stenosis, right? A narrowing of the canal. It can be caused from degenerative disc disease, a spondylolisthesis, SI joint dysfunction, sacroiliac joint dysfunction. It could be from a bulged disc, a disc irritation. It could be from a scoliosis. It could be from level pelvis, right? When you're looking at this sciatic pain, and that might be pain, it may be numbness along the back of the leg or weakness or tingling. It might be on one side, not the other. It might be positional. It changes depending on your posture, right? All of those things when you look at disc-related stenosis, degenerative disc disease, spondylolisthesis, retrolisthesis, SI joint dysfunction, right? Scoliosis, uneven pelvis, one leg, quote unquote, that's shorter than the other. All of those things, if you're not addressing and solving that problem, then the damage is still going to be on the nerve root, which means that you might go through these ebbs and flows where you feel better. But if inevitably no one's paying attention to the damage to the nerve root, then guess what comes right back? And the problem is inevitably that the longer that you ignore it, the more likely it is that the degeneration or the stenosis progresses more, the harder it is to help correcting. You know, there's no time better than the present when you have these things, because it's just like tooth decay, right? If you look over time, you're not going to reverse that tooth decay. So right now, if this is the best it's ever going to be, this is the most help we can give you is today. But we have to be able to see you, to see what's going on, ask you those questions, see if we need further evaluation. Because if it's something that my office can't help you with, we're going to send you somewhere that can. You know, it's simple. We've got to address more of that underlying causation as opposed to masking it. Here's a pill. Here's an injection. Here's some stretches, because it's a sciatic nerve problem. So if they're not addressing what's causing that, then it's something that's palliative. You might feel good for a little bit, and then unfortunately, it's all going to come right back. We have to get down to the root cause of the problem, right? And that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So if you want to know more about how we help, what we can do, and if you're a candidate of someone who can be helped in our office, you got to come in. It's really simple. We just have to be able to see you first and foremost. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can schedule an appointment at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Come in, see what we can do to help. And no, this is one where we are highly educated. Is this something we can help with? Is this something that needs radiography? Is this something that needs x-rays? Is this something that's a little bit deeper and neurologically you're presenting with something that may need an MRI? This is what we are educated and doctors to be able to do. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, it's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. So, we answered some questions that you had. Thank you so much for sending them in. info@greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. I look forward to seeing you and meeting you and your loved ones in the office. I also look forward to next week, to educating, empowering in order to transform. And always remember that your power is on.